The word accounting, my rich dad used to say to me, it holds you accountable. There's another part that I want to bring up, difference between the middle class and the rich and the poor and the rich and all this. Many people think an audit is bad. In other words, I was in USA Today and they said, one little person says, well, if you do that, that'll spark an audit. In other words, so many people are in fear of an audit. And that's what I consider a very middle class or pedestrian way of looking at audits. Audits are good. The reason my poor dad died poor was that, you know, he was a straight A student. And, you know, even in school, you look at your grades on a quarterly basis. But when he left school, he never looked at his financial statement on a quarterly basis. In other words, he never audited himself. He never held himself accountable. My wife, Kim, she has our books audited twice a month. That holds us accountable to what our money is doing so we can make, you know, quicker, faster corrections rather than waiting 25 years to find out we went broke 40 years ago, whatever it is. So accounting means being accountable, and the way you become accountable is audited. Have a bookkeeper or an accountant go over your numbers and learn. That's how you learn. You say, well, you spent money foolishly here, you move it here, your bottom line's not this. Because most people, well, many people who are not financially successful, they live in dreamland when it comes to the numbers. Well, yeah, my house is an asset. You know, my investments are doing really well, but they're not really doing anything for the bottom line. And so they're not accountable. They're dreamers.
And just like you said, Robert, it's not how much money you make. It's how much you keep. I see lots of times where people want to just say, I don't have time to do my financial statements. I just need to make more money. More money would be the answer. And yet the sad truth is that we often hear on the news where people become lottery winners only a year or two later to be bankrupt. More money usually is not the answer.
Right. If you're having troubles on your financial statements because you're mismanaging your money, making more money will only make the problem worse. That's what my rich dad used to say, money doesn't make you rich. Money has the power to make you rich as well as poor. And if you want to get rich, you do need a basic financial statement, income, expense, assets, liability, and get audited. Find somebody like Diane, somebody who's competent with managing money, and on a monthly basis, sit down and say, this is what we spent our money on. Be accountable and get audited. That's about what you really need to know about accounting.
Right. And because this is the Learn It section, if you go to a CPA and you say, I want to have my financial statements audited, that will actually mean a specific thing to a CPA that you may not actually be wanting.
Or need.
Exactly. So generally what you probably want is you want to have your financial statement analyzed. You want to have the different items explained so you can start to learn how the cash flow moves. In Robert's case, he has his business audited in the true financial statement audit term that a CPA would use, but for totally different purposes. Again, it's vocabulary. Learn the financial words and make sure you know what you want, where you are, and what the true definition is.
Right. If you're truly going to choose to be rich, hire a bookkeeper if you don't want to do it. Make it a discipline to sit down and keep track of how you spend money, where is it going, and then have somebody like Diane sit down with you, somebody outside who's not emotionally attached to your money, because money is a very emotional subject. So sit down with somebody who doesn't care what you do with your money, who can be objective and say, well, if you keep doing this, you'll go broke. If you keep doing this, you'll get rich. You know, get out of dreamland. Sit down and look at it. It'll be the best learning experience you can have. If you do it on a regular basis after a year, trust me, your whole reality will change. You'll move your money differently. You'll start thinking differently, and you'll be held accountable to where you are today and where you want to be tomorrow.